This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. We're getting reaction from around the Carolinas today on President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Accord. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts, for one, has said she will sign on to a list of more than 80 mayors around the country pledging to uphold the Paris Accord despite the Trump administration. But what of our local energy companies who are actually producing the energy? Here to share his insight is David Doctor. He's president and CEO of E4 Carolinas, a trade association made up of energy companies and businesses and organizations around the Carolinas. David Doctor, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
To start off, it seems to me like the main argument that President Trump and his allies have been putting forward as to why we should pull out of the climate agreement is that this is bad for business. You represent energy companies in North and South Carolina. Would the businesses you represent agree?
Well, one of our organization's main objectives is to increase the value of our member companies. So we'd be concerned with any action that would detract from that. The president's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord is not particularly concerning. The reason for that, and North Carolina may be in a unique case, but you may recall that North Carolina vociferously opposed the implementation of the Clean Power Plan. So when the previous administration agreed to the Paris Climate Accord, a key element of its participation was implementation of the EPA's Clean Power Plan, which in theory would have, they thought, fulfill the objectives of the Paris Climate Accord. Now, in practice in North Carolina, what we find is that North Carolina was well on its way to accomplishing the objectives of the Clean Power Plan, in large part because of policy work that was done previously. So in North Carolina, a number of years ago, we passed what was referred to as the Clean Smokestacks Law. Subsequently, North Carolina has enacted incentives for the development of a very robust renewable energy industry.
And if I can further that, there was an article in the Charlotte Observer today that points out that a number of companies, Duke Energy among them, are pushing forward with plans to move away from coal and towards cleaner energy, stuff like natural gas and solar, and that withdrawing from the Paris Agreement won't have that much of an effect on those plans. So if that's true, then was the Paris Agreement wholly unnecessary?
I don't think the Paris Accord was wholly unnecessary. There's a couple of levels to examine here. One is what's happening locally here in the Carolinas. And the assessment you're generally seeing is that the Carolinas actually were ahead of policy. So the energy companies here and the consumers in particular have concluded that clean energy is the direction they want to take. And that's the direction that they're taking, irregardless of policy. Now, another level to examine is what happens globally. The United States is recognized as a global leader in a lot of areas, and one is clean energy. So if the United States withdraws from the Paris Climate Accord, it may send signals to other countries that aren't as advanced as the United States, and that would be detrimental globally.
That will definitely be the question to watch. Finally, it's been noted that it's going to take 4 years to formally withdraw from the Paris Accord. I wonder if you can provide some kind of sense of what we can expect on the ground from energy companies in the next 4 years.
With regard to what's happening here locally, the course is already well set. So when we take a look at a number of aspects of clean energy development, you'll see that the utilities almost uniformly throughout the Carolinas have adopted an approach where they're incorporating renewable energy, primarily solar, into their portfolios. Duke Energy has made a very strong statement with regard to its direction. It's not going to build new coal plants. And large energy consumers that look to locate in the state or even to continue to reside in the state are insisting that they be served from a clean energy portfolio.
David Doctor, President and CEO of E4 Carolinas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.